B'siyata d'shmaya maseches Megillah Dav Zayin. We're going to start 9 lines from the top of the page. Omer Shmuel bar Yehuda. Shalcho lohem Esther lechachomim. The year after the Ness of the Melchoma, Esther sent a message to the Chachomim, asking, Kivuni ledoiris, be kivea the days of Purim for all the future generations, it should be a yontav, and to read the Megillah. Shalchu lo, the Chachomim sent back to Esther, Kino at moireris oleinu lebeino umois. If we're going to be kivea Purim ledoiris, it's going to cause a reaction on the part of the umois ha'ilam. It's as if we're making a statement that we're happy with their downfall. Shol cholohem, Esther sent a message to the Chachomim, Kvar ksubo ani al divrei yomim lemalchei modai uporas. Whatever happened has already been written in their books, and making it a yontav is not going to change what they know about our beliefs on the Nitzochin Hanes. Continues the Gemara. Rav, v'Rav Chanina, v'Rav Yechanon, v'Rav Chaviva, Masnu. These four Chachomim all said the following memra to their Talmidim. Now, by the way, the Gemara is telling us that Bekulo Seder Moed, whenever in Seder Moed, Kol Ki Ha'ezuga, these four Chachomim are mentioned together, Chilufa, Rav Yechanon, u'Ma'ail, Rav Yenison. There are some who exchange Rav Yechanon for Rav Yenison and say it was Rav Yenison who was part of these four. What did they say? Shal cholohem Esther lechachomim. Esther sent to the chachomim kisvuni ledoireis. Write the Megillah down ledoireis in order that the Megillas Esther, as we know it, should be part of the Tanakh as we have it. Shal cholohem the chachomim sent back saying haloi kosafti lecho shlishim. This is a posuk in Mishli, and from this posuk we can be medayuk shalishim v'loi ribeim. That only in three places in the Torah, Mechemes Amalek is mentioned, and not in four places. And since in three places the Torah already mentions Mechemes Amalek, one in Parshas Beshalach, in Sefer Shmois, once in Kisetze, in Sefer Dvorim, and once in Nevi'im, in Sefer Shmuel, there's not supposed to be a fourth time. Ad shemotzu lo mikro kosu v'Torah, until they found a posuk in the Torah from which they could learn a drasha that would allow adding Megillas Esther. What was the posuk? It says the end of Beshalach, k'soiv zois zikorin ba'sefer. This should be written in a sefer. What's k'soiv zois? Masha kosuv kan, referring to Mechias HaMolik in Sefer Shmois. Uba Mishnah Torah, and what it says in Sefer Devorim. Zikorin, the third word being Zikorin, is what it says in Sefer Shmuel. Basefer, the fourth word, saying Basefer, Mashakosov b'Megillah. We can learn from here that we can add Megillas Esther to the Kisvei HaKodesh. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Machloikas on this Inyan, Ketanoi, this is a Machloikas Tanoim, Ksoiv Zois, the two words in the Posuk, the first two words, Ksoiv Zois, Mashakosov Kan, what it says over here in Sefer Shmois. Zikorin, Mashakosov of Mishnah Torah, what it says in Sefer Dvorim, Basefer, Mashakosov Benavim. Tivi Reb Yeshua, that's the opinion of Reb Yeshua, and according to him, we have no Makir from which to learn that you can add Megillas Esther. Reb Elazar Amudai Omer, Ksoiv Zois, Mashakosov Kan, that's in Sefer Shmois, Uba Mishnah Torah. Zikorin Mashakosov Benavim. The word Zikorin is telling us that Mechias HaMolek is also mentioned in Nevi'im in Sefer Shmuel. Basefer, the word Basefer, to tell us Mashakosov B'Megillah, that Megillas Esther can be added to the Ksuvim. Now the Gemara is going to bring a memra regarding the Kedusha of Megillas Esther. Omer Yehuda Mashmuel, Esther Eino Metame Es Hayadayim. Megillas Esther is not Metame the hands. Since it's not considered as one of the Ksuvim, it's not in the Gzeira that the Chachomim were Geizer, that if one touches the Kisvei Kodesh, the hands are Tomei, and if one touches Truma after that, the Truma will become Posel. They did this in order to protect the Kisvei Kodesh, and to make sure that people would not protect their Truma by putting it near the Kisvei Kodesh in the hope of keeping them Kodesh, and that way when the mice came to eat the Truma, they would also eat away at the Kisvei Kodesh. So the Chachamim said that the Kisvei Kodesh are metame the Yodayim and pasling the Truma. Asks the Gemara Lememra, are you suggesting the Sovah Shmuel that Shmuel assumes Esther lav beruach HaKodesh Nemra, that Megillas Esther was not written with Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why it's not part of the Kisvei Kodesh? Voma Shmuel, did Shmuel not say Esther beruach HaKodesh Nemra, that Esther, Megillas Esther was written beruach HaKodesh? Answers the Gemara, of course Megillas Esther was said Beruach HaKodesh, Ne'emra Likreis. to talk about what happened on the Nes of Purim that Esther said and instated that with Ruach HaKodesh. Chassam Sofer says this is similar to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah every year to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Torah didn't tell us that there's a specific text and put that text into the Kisvei HaKodesh. V'lo nemro lichtev, but with Ruach HaKodesh didn't tell her that it has to be written between the Kisvei HaKodesh. Since it's not part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, it's not Matamei Seyudayim. Asks the Gemara Meisvei. We can ask a Kasha on Shmuel from a Braisa. Reb Meir Omer, Reb Meir said, Keheles eina Matamei Seyudayim. Keheles is not considered as one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Umachleikas, and it's Machleikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beshir HaShirim, regarding whether Shir HaShirim is Matamei Seyudayim. Reb Yosi Omer, Reb Yosi holds, Shir HaShirim Matamei Seyudayim. Lekule Alma Shir HaShirim is Matamei Seyudayim. Umachleikas, and the Machleikas Beshamim Beshilil, but Keheles is regarding Keheles. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says that Keheles is Mikulei Beis Shammai Umechumrei Beis Hillel. Regarding Keheles, Beis Shammai said Lukula, that it's not Matame the Yudayim, and Beis Hillel says it is Matame the Yudayim. Aval Rus, Vashir Ashirim, Vesther, those three Megillis, Matame Mes Yudayim. They are part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, and they are Matame Mes Yudayim. Contrary to what Shmuel said, that Esther is not Matame Mes Yudayim, answers the Gemara, who do Omer Kibir? Reb Yeshua, Shmuel holds like Reb Yeshua, who says that Megillas Esther was not given to be written down. We saw before in the Braisa that Reb Yeshua learns from the Pasuk of Ksoiv Zois, Zikorin Basefer, that only in Sefer Shmois, Sefer Dvarim, and Sefer Shmuel is Mechias HaMolek recorded, and not in Esther. Says the Gemara, Tanya we learnt in the Braisa of Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Keheles einu metame the Yudaim. Keheles is not metame the Yudaim. The reason is mipnei shechachmosei shel shleimehu. It was not said Baruch HaKodesh. It was the chachma of shleima. Omru loy, the chachomim said to Reb Shimon ben Manasya, v'chizu belvad omar. If this is Shleimus Chachma, what this is sums up all of Shleimus Chachma? V'aloi kvar nema v'yedaber shleishes alofim moshol. Shleim HaMelech said 3,000 mosholim, and they were not written down in Sefer Keheles. So it must be that Keheles is not a collection of Shleimus Chachma. Rather, it's a Sefer that was said Baruch HaKodesh. V'oimir, Shleim HaMelech said in Sefer Mishli, al Tosef al Dvorov. Asks the Gemara, my Va'omer, what are you trying to add with this Va'omer? What are you adding? V'chi teima, are you going to suggest that Meimer Tuva Omar, that the truth is that Shleim HaMelech said lots of Divrei Chochma? Di'iboye Ichtiv, u'di'iboye lo Ichtiv. He wrote down some, being Sefer Keheles, and he didn't write down some, which is the 3,000 Mesholim. Toshema, that's why he's bringing you a Pasuk. Al Tosef al Dvarov. Since Shleim HaMelech said b'mefurosh, do not add to what's been written, he's coming to tell us that everything he wrote was Baruch HaKodesh. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the Mekairus that Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemro. Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh, and Nemro, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Homon Beliboy. How could those that wrote the Megillah know what Haman said in his heart? It must be that it was written Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemra Vatahi, Esther Noises Chain Be'enei Kol Re'el. The Pasuk says that Esther found favor in the eyes of all who saw her. How could they possibly have known this if not Baruch HaKodesh? Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemar Vayivoda Hadavar L'Mordechai. It was made known to Mordechai the plans of Big Son Viseresh, who told Mordechai these plans, it must be that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. And now a number of Achrenim wonder that it's all fine and good that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, but how does that tell us that Megillas Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh? So some Achrenim suggest that if Megillas Esther would not have been written Baruch HaKodesh, they would not have written about themselves that they had Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosi ben Dormaskis Oimer Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemar Uvabizo Loisholchu Es Yodom. The Pasuk says that nobody took anything from the loot during the war. How could the Kosvei HaMegillah have known that even the Yidden living in faraway places didn't take anything from the Goyim? It must be that it was written Baruch HaKodesh. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Yavoi Yehosam, if I would have been there when the Tanoim were discussing this, Hava Amina Milsad Adifa Mikulu, I would have brought a Pasuk that seems to be a better proof than all of them. Shenemar, since it says in the Pasuk, Kimu v'kiblu, that the Yidden, they were makabel for themselves and all future generations to make Purim. And the drasha is, Kimu lemala, masha kiblu lemata, that the Beis Din Shemayla and Shemayim agreed with the takona of Megillah down here, that the Beis Din Shemata made the takona. How could they have known that the Beis Din Shemayla agreed if it wasn't Baruch HaKodesh? Omar Rava. Rava said, Lekulu islehu pircha. All the rayas that the Tanoim brought, I could ask a question on them. I could disprove it. Levar mishmuel, besides for the proof that Shmuel brought, the lesle pircha, which is an absolute proof. And now Rav is going to explain the question he could have asked on the rayas of the four tanoim. The Rebbe Eliezer brought proof from Vayomer Hamon Beliboy. Svaru, it makes sense. It doesn't have to be Baruch HaKodesh. To lehava inish the chashiva lemalka kavase. There was nobody who was closer to the king than Haman. Vahai, and Haman, kiko mafish tuva v'omar. Since he listed a long list of things that he's expecting from the king asked him, what do you want to do to the person who's yokor in the eyes of the king? Then Haman said in his heart, he probably means me, and then he says, give him levush malchus, v'sus asherocha v'lov amelech, the keser malchus b'roishay. So it must be that adaita d'nafshei koma. It's common sense that he meant himself. You don't need Ruach HaKodesh for that. The Rabbi Akiva, who brought proof from the pasuk of Atihi Esther noiseis chen be'enei kol re'er, says, Rava, I can be doicha that. Dilma, Krebi Elozo, de Omar, melamed shekol echod ve'echod, nid mesoloi ka'umosoi. Belozo said in the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that from this pasuk of Atihi Esther Nois Ischein Be'ini Kol Re'el, the Chachomim knew that whoever saw Esther assumed and thought that she looked similar to those who were born and bred in their country, and they all prided themselves in her, saying, yes, she's from our place. And since that happened, the Chachamim knew. It was common knowledge that whoever saw her found favor. The Hodder Reb Meir, and this Reb Meir brought proof from the Pasuk of Ayivoda Hadova Lemordechai, Dilma Kerbchia Bar Abba, De Omar Bikson Veseresh, Shtei Tarshim Hoyu. We're going to see in the Gemara and Dafyud Gimel Amud Beis that Bikson Veseresh, they were speaking Turshis, and they thought, since it's a foreign language, nobody will understand. But since Mordechai was one of the Sanhedrin, and he had a command on all 70 languages, that's how he understood and knew what they were saying. It doesn't mean that it was Baruch HaKodesh. V'hadar Rabbi Yosi Bar Dormaskis, the proof that Rabbi Yosi brought from Ubabizo Leisholches Yodom, Dilma Pristake Shadur. Maybe the Yidden from all over the world sent a message to Mordechai and Esther, telling them that none of us took anything from the Goyim. In order that Mordechai and Esther should tell that to Achashverosh, Achashverosh shouldn't think that anyone's stolen any money from him. And since Mordechai and Esther may possibly have been given a message to the effect that nobody took any of the money, it's not a proof that they had Ruach HaKodesh. The Shmuel, but the proof that Shmuel brought from Kimu v'Kiblu, Vaday Lesli Pircha, there's no kasha on it. Omar Vina, Hainu de Omri Inchi. This is what people mean when they say, Tovo, Choda, Pilpelto, Charifta, Mimole, Tzane, Kori. One grain of pilpil charif is sometimes better than a basket full of pumpkins. Even though this pilpil is small, it's from the smallest of all the spices, but it's the most charif of all of them, so too Shmuel was an Amira, he was smaller than all the Tanoim, and nonetheless what he said was more charif than what they had said. That's how the Oroch explains this. The Gemara is now going to bring another two memras to prove that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosef Omar Mehocha, V'yimea Purim O'ele Lo Yavru Mitoicha Yehudim, that Purim is never going to be forgotten by the Eden. How did they know this if not for Ruach HaKodesh? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar Mehocha brings a different pasuk. V'zichrom lo Yosef Mizarum. Pasuk says that the zecher of the Nes would never be forgotten by the descendants of Klal Yisrael, and this could only have been said Baruch HaKodesh. Since the Mishnah on Dav Amud Beis mentioned Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Lev Yonim, the Gemara is now going to tell us some halachas of Matanos Lev Yonim and also about Mishleach Monos. Says the Gemara, Toni Rav Yosef, we learnt in the Braisa, the Pasuk in Megillas Esther says, O Mishleach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu. Monos being in plural tense, Ish L'Re'ehu being in singular tense. Says the Gemara, Shtei Matanos L'Ish Echod, that the Mishleach Monos has to be two items to one person. There's a mitzvah to give two matonis, one to each of two people. The Gemara is going to bring a story now about Mishleach Monos. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya shodar li l'Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent Mishleach Monos to Rabbi Yishia. What did he send? Atmo de igla tilsa, the leg of a very high quality egel. There's a virtue oris in the third born, and this was an egel that was the third one born to his mother. The garba de chamra and a barrel of wine. Sholach li Rabbi Yishia sent to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Kiyamto bonu rabenu u'mishleach Monos. You sent us two monos. You mekayim the mitzvah of Mishleach Monos. The Gemara brings now another story about Mishleach Monos. Rabbi shodar li lemori barmar v'yad Abaye. Rabbi sent Mishleach Monos to Mori Barmar with the Shliach Abaye. What did he send? Melo tasko de kashba, a bag full of figs, tmorim. Umelei kasa kimcha de avshuna, and a cup full of flour ground from roasted wheat kernels. Omar le Abaye, Abaye, who was the Shliach, said to Rava, Hashta Omar Mori, when Mori is going to receive this Mishleach Monos from you, he's going to respond, Ichaklo malko leheve, dikula mitzavore leinochis. When a simple villager becomes a king, he still walks around with some of the clothes he wore when he was a villager. So too, you Rabba, even though you've since become a Rosh Hashiva, you're still sending very basic food items. Hodar shodar le'iu. Afterwards, Mori Barmar sent to Rabba Mishleach Monos through that same Shliach Abaya. He sent Melo Tasko de Zangvilo, a bag full of a spice called Zangvil, Umelo Kasa de Pilpel Taricha, and a cup full of very sharp peppers. Omar Abaya. Abaya said to Mori Barmar, Hashta Omar Mar, now Rabba's going to say about you, Ano Shadari Le Chulya, I sent him sweet things, Ve'iu Shadari Le Churfa, and he's sending me back sharp things. And now Abaya is going to tell us what happened in the home of Mori Barmar. Omar Abaya, says Abaya, Kinofki mi Beimar, when I went out of my master's home, Rabba, in order to go to the home of Mori Barmar, Hava Savano, I was satisfied, I was not hungry. Kimoti Lahosom, when I got there, Krivuli, they offered me Shitin Tsoi, 60 dishes. The Shitin Mine Kadera, of 60 types of different food. Va'ochli behu Shitin Pluge, and I ate 60 pieces from them, a whole piece from each type of food. Ubishula Basraisa, and the final dish, Havakorule, they called it Tzli Kador. It was called Tzli Kador, which is meat that gets roasted in its own juices, without any water or other liquids. And when I finished all that, Uboye Lemechas Tza'o Abasra, I wanted to eat the plate itself. The Marashah says that this is talking about a plate made of sweet, sugar, chocolates. Omar Abaya, Abaya commented, Hainu de Omri Inchi. That's what people say. Kofein anyo velo yoda. A poor man is so used to being hungry that he doesn't even feel the hunger pangs anymore. So too, mi Abaya, he says, I was so used to being hungry that even though I'd eaten so much, I still felt hungry. Inami. Or it can be explained another way. How could it be that after he ate so much, he still had room, he wanted to eat that plate? Ravcha lebesima, shchicha. There's always space in the stomach for sweet things. Even though indeed I was satisfied, but there was always room to have something sweet. Now the Gemara is going to tell us some of the customs that the Amoraim had on Purim. Abaya bar Ovin, v'Reb Chanina bar Ovin, mechalfi su'udosayu lehadodi. Abaya and Reb Chanina, they would switch sudas with each other. One year Abaya would eat by Reb Chanina, and one year Reb Chanina would eat by Abaya. And the poskim discuss how they were mekayim the mitzvah of Mishleach Monos this way. Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe and Simon Tofresh Tzadikei Siv Dalad and the other Noisekelim speak about this. Another Gemara regarding Sudas Purim, Omar Rava, Mechayiv Inish Libasumei Bepuria, a person is Mechuyiv to become Mevusam on Purim, Ad de lo yoda bin Oru Homon le Baruch Mordechai, until he doesn't know the difference between Oru Homon and Baruch Mordechai. Another story says the Gemara, Rabba v'Reb Zeira, Ovdu Sudas Purim Behadi Adodi. Rabbi and Abzeira were eating together the Sudas Purim. Ibasum, they became mevusam, intoxicated. Kom Rabba shochted Rebzeira. Rabba shechted Rebzeira. Lemochra, the next day, boya rachme v'achke. Rabba davened to Hashem, and Rebzeira came back to life. Leshono, the next year, Omar Le, Rabba said to Rebzeira, Neisemar v'navit Sudas Purim Behadi Adodi. And we should eat the Purim Suda together. Omale, Reb Zeira said to Rabba, Loi b'chol shaito v'shaito mesachish nisa. Nisim don't happen all the time. I'm scared of a replay from last year, and maybe this year you won't be able to do tchias ha-meisim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, writes that because of this Gemara, we actually don't paskin like Rava, who says chayv inish lebasumi b'puria, and this is brought in the Bishyasef. Getting a little bit intoxicated, mavusim, is clearly not against the halacha, but getting completely drunk is very, very questionable, and one should learn the poskim before assuming the halacha one way or another. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Su'udas Purim she'ochlo balaylo. If somebody ate the Su'udas Purim at night, lo yotzo yidei chivosa, he was not yotza, my time, why? Yemei mishteva simcha. The Pasuk says you have to make Purim yemei mishteva simcha, ksiv. Which means that the mishteva simcha, the drinking and being happy, is only by day and not by night. Now the Gemara is going to bring a story to this effect. Rav Ashi ava Yosef kamei de Ameimar. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of Ameimar on Purim. Noga v'layosu rabonon. The day was coming along, and the Talmidim did not yet come to the Beis HaMedrash. Omar lei, Ameimar said to Rav Ashi, "My tama layosu rabonon. Why are the Talmidim not coming?" Rav Ashi said to Ameimar, "Dil matridi besudas Purim. Maybe they're busy with the Sudas Purim." Omar lei, Ameimar said to Rav Ashi, "Vlo have efshe lemichla beurta. Could they not have eaten the Suda at night?" Omar lei, Rav Ashi said to Ameimar, "Lo ishmir lei lemar." Hod Omar Rava, did you not hear the halacha that Rava said that Sudas Purim she'ochlo balaylo lo yotzei dei chivosoi? You cannot eat the Sudas Purim at night. Omar lei, Ameimar said to Rav Ashi, Omar Rava hochi, did Rava say this? Omar lei, Rav Ashi said to Ameimar, in he did. Tana minei arboin zimnin. Ameimar repeated this halacha from Rav Ashi 40 times. V'domi lei kamanda monach b'kisei. Until it became crystal clear to him as if it was safe in his pocket. Says the Mishnah, since in the previous Mishnah, on Davov Amud Beis, the Mishnah said, Ein bein ador rishon ador sheni elo kriyas ha-megillah matonos levyonim, from here till the end of the Perek, the Mishnayos are going to say many different examples of Ein bein, similarities with a little bit of a difference. And we'll learn them one by one. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein yom tov l'shabbos, Elo oichel nefesh bilvad. The only melachos that are mutar lekatchila on yontav, even though they're also on Shabbos, are those that are letzirich tikkun ha'oichel, shchita, bishul, afia, etc. Says the Gemara, Ha le'inyun machshire oichel nefesh, ze v'ze shavin. From the fact that the Mishnah only allows oichel nefesh on yontav, it seems that the melachos that are machshir, they prepare for eichel nefesh, for example, preparing the knife for the shechita, or preparing the oven to be baked on, they're both the same. In the same way as it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yontav. Says the Gemara, Masnisin deleikar Rabbi Yehuda, Detanya ein bein Yontav leShabbos elo eichel nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshire eichel nefesh. Our Mishnah is going according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Explains the Gemara. My time at the Tanakhama. What's the reason of the Tanakhama that says that only eichel nefesh is mutter but machshire eichel nefesh is asa? Or Makro, it says in the Pasuk, who? The lashon of the Pasuk is actually achash yeochil lechol nefesh, hu levado yose lochem, that only who, which is the eichel nefesh, v'loi machshirov, and not the machshirim. The hachonas needed to be machshir for the eichel nefesh. V'Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that machshir eichel nefesh are also muta on yontav. Where does he learn it from? On Makroi, it says lochem. In the same pasuk, it says, hu levado ye'ose lochem. Lochem lekol torcheichem. Lochem is for all your needs. V'idoch nami hoksiv lochem. What do the Tanakhama do with lochem? Says the Gemara, lochem v'loy netzarech oivdei keichovim, that even the eichel nefesh, which is muta, it's only muta for you and not for goyim. Lochem v'loy leklovim, you can do melachos of eichel nefesh for yourself, but not for animals. V'idoch nami hoksiv hu. What's Reb Yehuda going to do with the pasuk that says hu? Hu seems to say that only eichel nefesh is muta, and Reb Yehuda allows even machshir eichel nefesh. Says the Gemara, ksiv hu. It says hu, uksiv lochem, and it says lochem, and it's not a stira. Kan b'machshirin she'efshe la'aso yison me'erev yontav, kan b'machshirin she'efshe la'aso yison me'erev yontav. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there are type of machshirin which are also on yontav, and they are excluded from the word hu. Not like the Tanakhama who say all machshirin are excluded. Rabbi Yehuda says not all machshirin are excluded. Which ones are excluded? Only those that could have been done from erev yontav. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein Shabbos liyom HaKippurim, there's no difference between the oinash for being over on the Isurei Shabbos and for being over the Isurei liyom HaKippurim. Elo shezez doinoi bidei Adam. If somebody is mechalol Shabbos, bemezid, the misa he gets is bidei Adam. He gets skila in Bezdin. Vezez doinoi bekoros. But somebody who's over the Isurei Yom Kippur, bemezid, he's going to get koros. Says the Gemara, Ha le'inyan tashlumim, regarding paying for damages that happened while he was being mechalil. For example, if somebody lit the property of his friend, burning it on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, and both are chayev misa, lo sevaru eish, but at the same time he damaged his friend's property. Regarding that, both Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. Zeh v'zeh shovin, they's potter from paying, because we know there's aloch of komle b'derabba minei. There's no such thing as getting an oinish misa as well as having to pay for the same misa. He gets the chiyuv misa. And his potter min hatashlumin, explains the Gemara, mani masnisin, according to which shita is our Mishnah going on that says that even for chiyuvei koros, as on Yom Kippur, there's also the din of komle b'derabba minei, that he gets the koros and doesn't pay. Says the Gemara, Reb Nechunya ben Akonahi, detanya Reb Nechunya ben Akonah hoya oise es yeim HaKippurim k'Shabbos l'tashlumin. Reb Nechunya ben Akonah was the one that said that Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos in this regard. Ma Shabbos mischayev b'nafshayu potur min hatashlumin. In the same way as on Shabbos, if somebody is chayev misa, he will not have to pay damages for the same misa. Af yeim HaKippurim mischayev b'nafshayu potur min hatashlumin. The same will apply to Yom Kippur, even though it's not Misa Bidei Bezdin, it's a Chiyuv Koros. Continues the Gemara, Tnan Hosom, we learnt in Maseches Makkos, Daf Chav Gimel Omud Aleph in the Mishnah, Kol Chayovei Krisos. Anyone who is over bemezid on a lav, one of the lavim we learnt in Maseches Krisos, that is punishable by Koros, Sheloku, that Bezdin gave him Malkus for being over that lav, Nifteru Midei Krisoson, since they got Malkus, they are now potter from the Chiyuv Koros, and the Bezdin Shalmaila will not punish them. Shneema, as it says in the Pasuk, V'niklo Ochicho Le'einecho, regarding Malkus, it says this in the Pasuk, Kivun Sheloko, since Bezdin gave him Malkus, Harehu Ka'ochicho, his Avera gets Nimchal, and he will no longer get Koros, Divri Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. That's the opinion of Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Omer Reb Yechanan said, Chalukin Olav Chavero of Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. His friends argued with him, and they said that regarding Krisus, even though they got Malkus, he will not be potter for his Koros after that. Omer Rava, says Rava, Omer de Beirav. The Talmidim of Rav said as follows, Tanina, we learnt in Ebraisa, Ein ben yom HaKippurim l'Shabbos elo shezez doinu bidei Adam v'zez doinu b'ikoris, which was our Mishnah. Ve'im Isa, according to Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, in the same way as the mezid of Shabbos gets an oinish bidei Adam, who had in the mezid of Yom Kippur is bidei Adam. He'll get Malkus, and then he'll be part of from Koros. According to the Cholkim of Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, even if he gets Malkus, he'll still get Koros. Okay, that's called doinei b'koris. It's not bidei Adam. But according to Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, Yom Kippur is also bidei Adam. Omer of Nachman, says Rav Nachman, no, don't bring a raya from our Mishnah that there are chachomim who are choluk on Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. No, Homani, our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yitzchoki, Do Omar Malkus b'chayve krisus leka. Rabbi Yitzchok holds in Makkos daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that for chayve krisus there's bichlal no Malkus. In which case, the oinish for Yom Kippur will never be bidei Adam. But the Tanoim who are choluk on Rabbi Yitzchok and say that there is a chiyuv Malkus by krisus, it could be they hold like Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, that after they get the Malkus, they'll be potter from Koros. So there's no raya from our Mishnah that there are bichlal cholkim on Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. And now the Gemara is going to bring the source of this Rabbi Yitzchok. The Tanya we saw in Ebrais Rabbi Yitzchok Oimer, Chai ve'krisos bichlal hoyu. There was a klal in the parish of Aroyas regarding krisos. Says in the Pasuk, Ki kol ha-she-yase mikol ha-toyev o-yiso-eile, v'nichrusu ha-nefosho yiso-eises mikerev amom, v'lo ma-yotzes koro-yis ba-acho-yisoi. Why is the Pasuk specify Isha Sheikach es Achoisoi, etc. Vinichrosu Leine Bnei Amom? Isn't Achoisoi included in all the Arois? Ledoino Bekoros v'loi b'malkos. In order to teach us that with the Issa of Achoisoi, there's no Malkus whatsoever. There's only Koros. And from here you learn that all Chayvei Krisos don't get Malkus. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchok. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi gives another explanation how our Mishnah is not proof to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that there are Bechlal Chachomim who are Choylik on Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Afilu teima rabbonon. Even if you hold like the rabbonon who argue on Rabbi Yitzchak, and they hold that even with chayvei krisus there is malchus, nonetheless it could be that they hold of Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel that if they get malchus, they'll be potter from korus. Aye, our Mishnah says that Shabbos is Zedoyne Bidei Odom, and Yom Kippur is Behikoris, and Zedoyne is not Bidei Odom. He explains as follows. Zeh, regarding Shabbos, Ikar Zedoyne Bidei Odom. The original Oynush is Skila, which is Bidei Odom. Vzeh, Yom Kippur, Ikar Zedoyne Behikoris. Be'etzem, somebody who's over, the Issa Yom Kippur, B'mezid, his Oynush is Korus. It's only that if indeed the Edim gave him a straw for Malchus, and he got Malchus, then he'll get a ptur from that Oynish. But it's still correct to say that the Ikka Oynish of Yom Kippur is not Bidei Odom.